The Wake Up Zone, 848 on 104.5 The Zone. We are powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop alongside Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. Time now for the fastest growing segment of our show. Once again, the ever popular Take Three.
One, two, three.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take Three.
Well, all righty, here we go. Got the questions locked and loaded. Take number one. I think we all can agree that we feel like the Titans might be better than Peter King's ranking at number 25, but how many spots better? I'm going to say seven spots better at number 18.
I think they're better. I mean, I think they're right in the middle of the league, maybe a little bit better. I'm going to say 10. I think they're 15.
I should have gave you the Kawhi laugh. Yeah. Give him 10. I give him 16. I'm going to give him a little bit more than Inge. Okay. Yeah, they're right in the middle. I'm hoping they're better, but I for sure they have to be in the middle. Yeah, and that means they squeak into the playoffs with a 9-7 record.
Like 25. I was like, come on, man. They're better than 25.
15.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, 15.
Mark? I'm going to bid under Blaine so I can win the cash prize.
Okay. Yeah. 15. I'm 16. You're 18. And Mark is 10.
No, I said 10? 15. Oh. I said moving up 10 to 15.
Oh, okay.
I thought you said
not 10.
I thought you said 10.
I understand. No. I understand.
I'm with Blaine.
Oh, I missed that part.
No, Mark, a little bit too Homer Simpson there.
No, Mark said move up 10 to 15.
Oh, okay.
I just want to win the double.
What's 15? What's 15?
Huh?
If they move up 15, where's that put them?
Middle of the pack.
No.
Probably playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs.
So. Oh, yeah.
Take number two.
That'd be 10.
This one might be too easy. I mean, he adds more qualifiers to this one. We'll go with it anyway. Do you want the field or do you want Tiger in the PGA Championship this week? I'm going field. I don't think Tiger's going to win the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost too easy.
What if I threw in Koepka? What if I said Tiger and Koepka or field?
I would take field reluctantly because Koepka could definitely win this week.
I'm going Tiger and Koepka.
All right.
Yes.
I'm glad. So I thought we'd get somebody.
Yeah, I'm going. You got me.
Field.
No, no way. Tiger's going to do it again.
Field, but if it's Tiger and Koepka, I'm at least thinking about Tiger.
Americans have won 7 of the last 8.
Oh, yeah?
So no Euros.
All right.
Man. Mm. Making Mark great again.
I like your red ball cap, Mark.
You like that?
Take number three. When does KD return in the Western Conference Finals?
Ooh.
I'm going to say game five. That gives him a couple of weeks.
Okay. What do you got?
Man, what do you get?
KD's return in the Western Conference Finals. I'm going to say he doesn't play in the Western Conference Finals.
Oh! You do the haymaker.
I was considering that.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to say the Warriors win anyway. Mm. They've won 20. I saw a stat, and Trey Wingo put this out a few minutes ago. They've won 27 of the last 28 games where Steph Curry plays and KD doesn't. I realize some of those are regular season games.
Yeah, they are. I'm going to go game six.
Game six? Okay.
Yep. He's going to be the linchpin to get him. Get him over the snide.
Get him over the top. Get it down against Portland. All right.
I'm going with the Jeopardy champion, Ken Jennings, and he's not going to play in the Western Conference Final.
All right. I hope he does. I'm hoping I'm wrong on this. I want to see him play, but it doesn't sound very promising if you hear Steve Kerr yesterday.
They're very cautious with their injuries and with their guys. They take the side of we're going to be cautious.
So you want some bonus questions?
Of
sure.
Course.
Yeah. We might do more than one bonus question.
Right, I'm ready to rock and roll. Mark has the Titans at 10.
Okay, frozen.
Frozen 10 to 15 up. That 15 minus 25 is 10.
A lot of controversy.
Math.
Whether you have a rigged lottery or frozen envelope or whatever, who wins tonight's NBA draft lottery? Who gets the top overall pick, which we would presume would be one Zion Williamson?
I'm going to say those Phoenix Suns. That would be awesome.
What do you got?
I'm going to go out. Well, I don't know. I'm going to say John Beilein and the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Or
Jim Beilein, as I saw him called on Twitter yesterday.
Will you just help me give my answer then?
Okay, who you got?
I'm going with the crooked NBA who all should be in jail, NBA lottery, the New York Knicks.
All right.
The Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Phoenix Suns all have a 14% chance of winning the draft lottery tonight. Chicago, 12.5%. Atlanta, 10.5%.
Ooh, the Bulls.
You know what? Now that you mention those odds, the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, right there, 12.
Why not?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
The league is better when the Bulls are good. Why not Chicago?
It could happen. I mean, that's not that far-fetched.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look down at some of these other teams.
I was wondering if you're going to have the Knicks or the field when it came to that.
No, that's too easy. Minnesota at 3%, Lakers at 2%, Charlotte at 1%, Miami 1%. Which of those four teams do you think has the best chance of winning the NBA draft lottery?
Mark. Lakers.
Lakers, I'm going Lakers. Lakers
because
too.
It would be rigged, obviously.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Miami.
Miami. Oh, you'll good. Put Zion that's out there in Miami. Oh,
Zion will be a gift to Pat Riley.
And Bieber?
Mm-hmm. Bieber fever.
That might be enough to make Bieber a Heat fan again. Remember, he used to be a mainstay at the games.
Now that's a Heat check.
Mm-hmm. Show up in about second quarter?
Yes. I can't imagine him going there. But it'd be funny if he ends up going to the Suns. Because you want to... When was the last time you saw a Phoenix Suns game?
Talk about
on national TV.
Charles Barkley was still playing
there last year.
I saw him play the Hawks at the Omni one time in about 1990.
I was going to say.
I think Kevin Johnson was still playing.
Kevin Johnson dunking on people. Tom Chambers.
Kevin Johnson and Tom Chambers did play in that game that I saw. So did Spud Webb.
They're playing the Supersonics.
Dan Marley.
Was Jeff Hornacek out there too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was out there.
He's one of my favorite players.
Mm-hmm. Hornacek?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Dude could shoot the rock, man.
Oh, he could. Yeah, no doubt.
All right, there's take three, plus one. Good stuff.
Didn't coach the Knicks, though.
No, not so much.
That didn't work out so well.
No, it sure
didn't. That doesn't make him a bad person. I mean, good grief.
No, well, we're just talking about his
many before him and after him.
Let's not forget, Steve Kerr turned down the Knicks, too, before taking Golden State.
And everybody thought he was crazy.
Oh, I didn't. I thought that was the smartest move ever. Yeah, don't go there with Phil. Oh.
Count them rings.
Mm-mm.
You go back and think about that. That was one of the smartest decisions in recent basketball history in terms of.
It probably had to do more with the organization. It was just a bunch of you know what going on around there. Just don't get involved in that. You're asking for trouble.
Mark, you know, yeah.
If you're Mark Jackson calling these games looking out,
you're
in the
court. Brian Dunkelman of coaching.
Man, he got it all started now. Let's give him some credit now.
Oh, I know, but he didn't finish the job.
Oh, well, he got fired. He couldn't finish it.
Well, he got fired.
Well, I think there were some egos in play here.
So he's Dunkelman to Kerr's Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
To complete the analogy.
Yes.
I'm surprised Mark Jackson hadn't got hired on the Knicks. He's not even that dumb, right?
He's got an easier gig doing TV.
Damn.
I'd rather work with Mike Breen.
I think I had to.
I think he wants to be a coach. You listen to him talk. I don't think he's getting opportunities that he thinks he deserves.
I wouldn't be surprised if he got back in it at some point.
It's been a while, but I think he did a heck of a job. He put Golden State back on the map. People have got respect for him there. And get over the snide, but he definitely got him back to respectability.
All right, 8:57. Good stuff with take three. Respectability. What about respect from Peter King? We'll talk more about that when we come back. 104.5 The Zone, The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery.